Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The following program is brought to you by the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry, and I am Pastor Schulze. This program comes to you each week at this time over this station. Let us pray. Father, we pray now for the anointing of the precious Holy Spirit on this declaration of thy sacred word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we continue our exciting message that Jesus gave to the Gentiles, the Greeks, the Gentile world, in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John. I shared with you last week that these Greeks were the first group of Gentiles that Jesus ever met with, and the only one group he ever met with during his earthly ministry. And they came to him through Philip and Andrew saying, "We would see Jesus." A noble request indeed. And then Jesus gave these Greeks this message, and once again, this message is a message to the whole world. He said, "The hours come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." This is taken from the 12th chapter of John, verses 23 through 26. I mentioned to you last week that there are four questions which Jesus addresses here. The first one is, how do we get and keep eternal life? The second one is, how can we be fruitful for the Lord? The third one is, how can we receive the honor of God? And the fourth one is, how can we follow Jesus? The answer to every one of these questions is die, 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 and die, that we might live, 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 and live. Now, I just barely began to deal with these questions, with the first question, which is upon the heart of basically all mankind, which is, how can we be saved? Our Lord addresses this question in the 25th verse of this chapter. "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." In other words, the old life, the old sinful life, the selfish life, the self-centered life must be lost. It must be crucified. It must be put into the soil as a corn of wheat is put into the soil to die, in order that there might be new life. So we must despise, the word here is hate. We must despise, hate, reject, crucify the old life in order to inherit the new life. Let me give you this verse again. "He that loveth his life shall lose it." You must not love the selfish life. "He that hateth," Jesus continues, "he that hateth this life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." So I said to you, are the words eternal life in here? Life eternal? Yes, indeed. This is about eternal life, this passage. Yes, it is about, my friend, how to live with God forever. This is a message about how to keep life eternal. Jesus had to die to give us our salvation, but we have to die to keep it. To keep it unto life eternal. It says, "He that hateth his life in this world, he is the one who shall keep it unto life eternal." Now, then you say, "Well, Pastor Schulze, I thought all we have to do to get life eternal is to be born again." My friend, that's true. But this is not about getting eternal life here. This is about keeping eternal life. This is about keeping life eternal. Jesus said, "He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." So this is where the cross comes in. Once again, I'm sorry for repeating myself so many times, but it is necessary. Jesus died to save us, to give us salvation, but we have to die to keep it. Now then, where does the rebirth come in? Well, the rebirth is mentioned by Jesus in John 3, where Jesus says to Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So when we're born again, we begin to see the kingdom of God. We begin to see spiritual things. We begin to see because we now have spiritual eyes, that in order to get into the kingdom, we might see what has to be done. Getting into the kingdom of God means that we must forsake all. For Jesus said, unless you forsake all ye have, you cannot be my disciples and you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So we must lose our life. And then it says in John 1, this is again Jesus' teaching, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So the becoming is a process. So we're born again that we might see our need of the cross on which we must die, on which the self must die, and we're born again so that we might have power, the power of God, to crucify this old Adamic nature, this old selfish nature, in order to rise in newness of life and be fruitful unto the Lord. Let me ask you, is this being preached all over the world? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. We always talk about, well, to get eternal life, we have to be born again. That's it. But my friends, I'm not talking about getting eternal life. I'm talking about keeping it. Again, Jesus says, he that hateth his life in this world, he that loseth his life, he says in another place, he is the one who will keep it, who will keep it unto life eternal. So my friend, don't love the world. Don't love the world. John also wrote three epistles, and he says there in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So all that is in the world, he says, all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, so much for getting and keeping life eternal. The second thing that Jesus deals with here in talking to the Greeks is he's talking about how we can be fruitful for the Lord. And that's covered in verse 24 of John chapter 12. Let me give you this verse to you again also. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Inside a corn of wheat is what we call a germ or an embryo. All the life of the grain, of the seed, is in the germ, is in the embryo. Whenever we are born of God, God puts into our hearts the germ of his life. Christianity begins in our hearts and our lives by the Holy Spirit coming in, and we have Christianity in its embryonic, in its germinal state. So God's life is in us. But for the germ to go anywhere, everything about that germ, that embryo that's wrapped around it, has to die. And the more the wrapping around the germ dies, the more the germ is being helped. The germ remains unharmed. The embryo, by the decay of the wrapping, is helped by it. Now this wrapping here, this is a spiritual parable. You don't want to go too far into biology here, or you're going to get lost. You have to remember this is a spiritual message, a spiritual parable. So the wrapping around the germ, my friend, is food for the germ in biology. But in the kingdom of God, the wrapping represents carnality. It represents the old man who must perish, that the new man may live. This is why Jesus says, he that saveth his life, he that wants to keep his wrapping around the new life of God, he will not be able to go anywhere. He will not bring forth fruit, but he that's willing to get rid of this carnal nature that's wrapped around the new life in Christ, he is going to bring forth fruit. And this, of course, is taught by Jesus in several other Gospels. For example, when he says, except a man deny himself and take up the cross and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. So the, the old life, the carnal life, must be denied, must be crucified, for us to be followers of Jesus and to keep life eternal. This explains the message of the Apostle Paul, who's writing to the Corinthian Christians, who came behind in no spiritual gift. They had all the spiritual gifts, and they were feeling pretty good about this all. But Paul wrote these Corinthian Christians, who were born of God, obviously, saying to them, ye are yet carnal. He says there's strife among you, there's envy within your hearts. He says you have division, you are yet carnal. What he's telling them, the old carnality, the old selfish life, is still wrapped around the new life that Christ has given you. And if you don't begin to die out or crucify this old carnal nature that's wrapped around you, you're going to lose your viability. You're going to lose the life that God has given you. You are going to rot in your sins. You see, every seed that goes into the ground has a certain viability. It can live only so long in the ground before it starts rotting, till it be no more. Jesus talks about all this in other parables, like in the parable of the vine and the branches, when he says, when we cease to abide in Jesus, when we cease to abide in the vine, we cease bringing forth fruit, and we are cut off, we're cast into the fire, and we become rubbish. Don't let this happen to you. Now, then, as to the third point, how do we receive honor of God? That particular question is dealt with by our Lord Jesus in the 26th verse, where he says, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. I want to deal with both questions here because they're both answered in the same verse. The one question being, how does the Lord honor us? And the other is, how can we follow Jesus? There's no honor from God without us serving and following Jesus. Again, that requires a death to the self-life, to our plans, our ideas, our dreams, our schemes, and our plans. I just returned from Hawaii, this beautiful island in the Pacific Ocean, and that was just a few weeks ago, and when I was looking around at that place, at all these people there, there were so many retirees there, people who had moved out there to spend the last 20, 10, or 30 years of their lives out there in this lovely weather and in this beautiful environment. But my friend, I tell you something, the more I looked into the faces of these people, there was no joy, there was no victory, there was no fire in their souls because they decided that they had served the Lord long enough back in their home country and or territory, and they worked hard enough, and they said, now we deserve this. We deserve this to enjoy ourselves the next 20 years or till death do us part. Dear one, don't give the devil the last 10, 20 years of your life in self-indulgence. If we want God to honor us, my friend, we need to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Be where he wants us to be till the end of life, till our last breath is gone. Don't waste the last years, my friend, and go where you want to be. Go where he will lead you and guide you. Go where he wants to employ you in his service. Glory to God. Then it says, my Father will honor you. Now, what does it mean to be honored? Oh, my friend, it means God is going to make a big fuss about you. It may not be that he'll pick you up with a chariot of fire like Elijah, but my friend, he will do something for you that will be far greater and more wonderful than anything that you can possibly imagine. Well, this is the end of my message of Jesus speaking to the Greeks, to the Gentile world, to all of us. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Goodbye now until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.